just got his mind set and there's no use talking to him.
Or maybe he's just stubborn or...
Yeah, right.
You ever heard anybody say anything besides stubborn to describe somebody like that?
Hard-headed.
Hard-headed.
That's right.
How about mule-headed?
Yeah, that's right. Like some of them can be mule-headed.
Mule-headed, okay. But what about a person that you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty...
jumpy, or he's mighty quick to take exceptions, or...
Okay. Maybe touchy, or...
Yeah, jumpy or touchy, like yeah.
Or you might say about him, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
Man.
Or what about somebody who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to? He says, well, now just keep...
Keep calm. Cool it.
Okay. What about if you've been working very hard all day, you say you're very...
Tired.
And if you're very, very tired, you say you're all...
I am all worn out. Bushed out.
Bushed out. Okay. Let's say you might hear that somebody's in the hospital and you're surprised. You say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When wasn't he?
He got sick.
Or you might say, let's say if you're going somewhere and you're taking it pretty easy. You're not in any particular hurry to get there. You might say, well, we'll get there.
Oh, we'll get there before an hour. We'll get there soon enough.
You ever hear people say, oh, we'll get there by and by?
Yeah, that's
something
right.
Something like that.
By and by. And that's the way I like to travel. Just take my time.
Very casually.
Casual, that's right. No hurry.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, what about, let's say, if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes started watering and his nose started running, you say he caught a...
Cold.
He
got a bad cold.
Or if it affected his voice, you'd say he sounds
like... Laryngitis, he's hoarse.
Or if I do that, I've got
a hacking cough.
Okay, or I might say, well, I think I'd better go to bed. I'm getting a little...
Sleepy.
Getting a little sleepy in the morning. In the morning at 6 o'clock, I'll...
You won't want to get up.
Well, at 8 o'clock, I'll...
have to get up.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Or you might say about somebody else who's still sleeping, well, you better go...
I'm still sleeping. You better go to bed.
Or if you want him to get up, you might tell me, well, he's still sleeping. Why don't you go...
Wake him up.
What about, let's say, if your husband has some medicine that the doctor prescribed for him, it's still by his bed. When you come in, you might ask, well, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
And he might say, well, yesterday
I took.
Okay. So, all right. What about if somebody can't hear anything at all, you say he's just stone
deaf.
Okay.
Stone deaf.
And if you're working out in the hot sun, after a while, it's not long before you begin to
sweat.
Sometimes you get these places on your skin that's, I don't know, it's kind of a bump, you know.
Goosebumps. You get kind of chilled out. You get goosebumps on you.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. These things kind of hurt, though, and you have to mash them, you know?
That's a little pimple. Is that what you're talking about? Mm-hmm.
You ever heard those called anything else?
Well, it can get into a bowel state.